Bezat Hashem, on Tuesday night we have Yom Kippur. Well, 5 days later, we have Sukkot. For Sukkot, you have to prepare. You have to buy 4 species. You have an esrog that's kosher, a lulav that's kosher, hadassim that are kosher, and aravas that are kosher. Hopefully, we will cover that. Wherever you go on Yom Tov, you should take those with you, except for Shabbos. We don't take them, but every other day of the week, we do. So you should have your own, and wherever you go, you should take it. If you go up to the Kotel, either take your own or shake someone else's there, because according to some opinions, by the Kotel, there is an added mitzvah. Outside, away from the Temple Mount, so there is a biblical mitzvah the first day, and the rest of the days are rabbinic, to commemorate what was done in the temple. But next to the Kotel, according to some opinions, you have the biblical mitzvah all over again, all 7 days. So even if you shook Lulav and Esrog here, when you go to the Kotel, shake someone's Lulav and Esrog, ask them to give it to you as a gift that you'll return to them, so you'll own it when you shake it, and then you give it back to them. So wherever you go, you should carry them with you, which means it's a good idea to get a case. An Esrog case, so the Esrog doesn't get banged around. A Lulav case, so the top of the Lulav doesn't open up, doesn't get banged around when you go on a bus, etc. On Sukkot, at the end of Sukkot, we have Simchat Torah. In Chutzlar, it's where you have 2 days of holiday, so you have Shemini Atzeret, and the next day Simchat Torah. Here in Israel, it's all in one day, because we only have one day, the 8th day of Shemini Atzeres. The day before Shemini Atzeres, the last day of Chol HaMoed, is Hoshana Rabbah, when we will go around the Bima, the central, how do you say Bima in English? Bima? We go around the Bima 7 times, and then we purchase 5 aravot, myrtle branches, and we hit them on the floor 5 times, and this is an ancient custom from the days of the prophets. The night of Hoshana Rabbah, there is a custom to stay awake and learn Torah, Sfardim learn the whole book of Dvar. On Simchat Torah, we will read the last parsha of the Torah. Customarily, every Jew gets an aliyah. And on Simchat Torah by Musaf, we will switch from Morid Atal to Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. So from Simchat Torah onwards, we will say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. In the blessing about rain, we won't switch to Vitein Tal Umatar, or for Sfardim, Barech Aleinu, or Barech Tashana Azot, whichever one is for the winter, until later on. There's a different date for Israel, a different date for Chutzlartz. We'll discuss that. That we'll have opportunity to talk about next semester. But Mashiva Ruach, Morid HaGeshem, we start saying the Musaf of Simchat Torah here in Israel. Chutzlartz, you do Shemini Atzeret. Here in Israel, the Musaf of Simchat Torah, which is Shemini Atzeret. We don't sit in a Sukkah Shemini Atzeret, right? And we don't shake Lulav and Esrog Shemini Atzeret. The Esrogim you purchase will probably be holy. They'll probably be Shemitah fruits. If you're not going to eat them, give them to someone else who knows how to eat them or make jam out of them. But they're holy. They shouldn't be just discarded. The Esrogim are holy. Okay? There is an ancient Yemenite custom to save the Hadassim and put them under your pillow. And that's supposed to be an amulet for good dreams. So I put them in a bag, because otherwise the leaves dry out and go all over the place. Those who use them for Besamim on Matzei Shabbos, I can tell you that Bezrat Hashem, when you'll be parents, it's very good to calm the kids down. I save them all year, and when my kids get up and say they have a bad dream, I tell them I'll bring you the Hadassim, and I put it under their pillow, and they go back to sleep, and it's better than a teddy bear. That's if they believe in it, right? You know, then they sleep well. Like I'll have a kid come to me in the middle of the night and say, "Abba, Abba, I need Hadassim." Right? And it takes me a minute. Like, why do you need Hadassim? It's not Sukkot. Okay. But this is a Yemenite custom to put it under your pillow. So that's, but you don't have to do that. It might get your wife all annoyed, having, you know, branches sticking out of her pillow. But Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem, we do say, if you forgot Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem, but you said Morid Atal, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. If you forgot Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem and you did not say Morid Atal, so then if you finish the blessing, you'll have to start from scratch. Any questions? Okay.